Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Oakland Warriors Podcast. I'm Patrick, flying solo. This is a bit of a quick hitter episode. Just some quick thoughts on the first couple games of the season. Actually, the Kings game and the Rockets game specifically. You know, a big reason why the Warriors got Chris Paul and even Dario Saric was to shore up that second unit. And it looks good. It looks good. It looks just as fun as we had hoped it would be with, for the most part, Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, Gary Payton II, Saric, and Chris Paul. And if you think about it, the Warriors, their starting lineup with Steph, Clay, Kevon Looney, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, that was the best starting lineup plus minus wise last season, and must have been up there the season before as well. So if the Warriors can maintain that to some extent, and then also do better in the second unit non-Steph minutes, which they have been for the most part, and it's looked promising, then they're pretty good. They're pretty good. You don't have to worry about Jordan Poole being inconsistent and not playing defense and coughing up the ball, not knowing which dude you'll get. This season, I mean, I'm really excited about that second unit, watching it evolve just after a few games. You know, there's some choppiness to it here and there, but you just trust Chris Paul because when he's out there, you can put almost anyone out there with him and he'll run it. He'll manage the game and he'll manage both ends of the court pretty well. The biggest issue, of course, for this team is always going to be health. I think at halftime of this one, just walking off the court, I saw Chris Paul stretching his right shoulder, and I was like, oh, you know, I don't think there's a thing with that, but it just is one of those things that if you see something, it'll make you a little bit nervous. The other thing, of course, is going up against elite size, the Rockets. Although Sabonis is an excellent player, he's not a dominant inside big man. And the Rockets don't have one either. Sengun is good, but again, he's young and not a big physical specimen. So they didn't have to worry about that now. Obviously, when you look at like a Jokic or a Giannis with a Brook Lopez next to Giannis, then size becomes an issue. But again, that's something that'll evolve and get addressed as the season goes. Draymond Green played his first game of the season and put Chris Paul on the bench for the first time in his career. And there was some choppiness with Draymond, some out of sync issues, chemistry issues, just being out of rhythm, some errant passes, some passes to places where he thought guys would be and they weren't there. So that's not a big worry. That's just something that they'll work out. And it's good to see him healthy. And just having him in the lineup just changes the dynamic and the whole rotation and changes the vibe. So good to see him, you know, between the lines and back on the court. Love seeing the minutes that Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody are getting against the Kings. Kuminga had 26, Moody had 21. And it looks like, okay, they are in the rotation unless it's a catastrophe, you know. So that's a huge positive. And I think that you have to go to them because there's nobody else. There's nobody else that Kerr is going to put in their places right now. Against the Rockets, Gary Payton II hit a few threes. And, I mean, that's always huge in that unit. You don't expect him to score. But obviously, in the last couple of years, he's learned how to hit the open three-point shot and just keeping other teams honest that way is going to be a big deal with that second unit and just the lineups. Because, you know, a few years ago, Gary Payton II couldn't shoot. That's why he was out of the league for so long, and he had trouble sticking. And then, you know, people thought that Jonathan Kuminga couldn't shoot, but obviously he shot 37% from three last year, and he's worked on it even more, so he's going to be there. And then you have Moses Moody, so that dude could shoot as well. And then Dario Saric. So, you know, a lot of ability to stretch the floor and then have guys like Saric go down low, have Kuminga attack the basket, have Gary Payton II go dunker spot on people. So, you know, we'll see how that changes as these guys get more minutes together. Klay Thompson moved up on the three-point list, the all-time three-point list. I actually forgot where he is on that list. I don't know if it's 10 or whatever, but it's tough because if you think about it, like, there's probably 600 to 650, I don't know, three-pointers that he left on the table, missing 2.5 seasons. So he could and should be like top five easy right now if he didn't get hurt and miss a few years. But, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully he'll get there eventually. The Warriors have their first back-to-back after this Rockets game against the Pelicans. And it's early, but we'll see what Steve Kerr does, who he'll rest. You'd like to think that everybody's still good to go and that they'll get some minutes and that, you know, they won't have to rest too many guys and that they want to build some chemistry. You know, maybe guys won't fully rest, but we'll see. Maybe the minutes will be limited. I don't know, you know, or maybe it'll just be a feel for how the game goes. Bottom line though is because it's early, you'll probably see Draymond play. Klay wants to play back to backs, but, you know, the Pelicans matchup will be an interesting one. The Warriors beating the Kings a few nights back. That was fun. I mean, the Warriors are just better than the Kings. The Warriors have improved a lot more than the Kings have, right? The Kings are good. They're on the come up. De'Aaron Fox is still amazing. Steph Curry's going to make a lot of money off of De'Aaron Fox because De'Aaron Fox joined the Curry branded Under Armour. But, you know, the Warriors are better because they've added, what, Gary Payton II since last season. I mean, he was on the team last season, of course, but he's on the team for all 82 this year. Andrew Wiggins hopefully will not miss 3 months. Chris Paul, etc., etc., Dario Saric, etc. So the Warriors are just better. And this was one of those games that it looked like the Kings really wanted, but the Warriors, obviously they wanted, but it was more of a statement if the Kings were to win. And this is one of those games where the Warriors just kept them in check. You know, like, Steph Curry is still amazing, and he proved that against the Kings. They proved that against the Rockets, just closing. And when you have that kind of elite talent, best player on the court type thing, you always, always have a chance to win the game. So the Warriors are going out there with a pretty professional attitude, just going in there and trying to take care of business with some, you know, usual bumps in the road during the ebb and flow of a basketball game. But so far, so good. And hopefully they just start piling away some wins. They're 2-0 on the road, undefeated. So that's good to see. And, you know, they're learning each other, and there's a long way to go. So hopefully it continues to be a build upwards towards the postseason and the playoffs, and hopefully a solid, solid run. Anyway, that's my quick hitter for this day, and I'll check you out later. All right.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal.
Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons. This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal. Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, well, that is another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick E. Pino or at Oakland Warriors. Check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, youtube.com/Oakland Warriors. Check us out at oaklandwarriors.com and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors podcast is produced by National Film Society. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to leave us a nice review saying good stuff about the show on Apple Podcasts, that would be hugely, hugely appreciated, and it would be very, very helpful. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time, and go Dubs.